Pekah B'choris for a submission. Alakech uba parasa shel nachi. We're starting the halachas of a pigeon behema tahira. The first Pekah was talking about a chamor that had a firstborn son, and here's a cow that had firstborn male offspring. So if somebody buys the uba from a goy, but the mother belongs to the goy, or moicheloi, or the other way around, he sells the uber to a goy. Al bishen rasho, you're not allowed to sell behema gasa, an animal that can do work to a goy, because maybe it'll be lent to him and he'll work with it, and a goy is not allowed to work with your behema on Shabbos. A mishtatif loy, kabli men, if you shoot it for the goy, or if you receive from him animals to work, take care of them, based on the kabbal, you give to the goy. The goy should take of your animals, but the goy is considered a shutif. All these cases, potum and a bechoyah. Anytime there's a shutif between the Jew and the goy, in the mother or the offspring, it's potum and bechoyah, should never be Israel. It has to be that it belongs to a Jew. Aval loy ba'achim. Kohan levim chayovim. Lay nifter mevchol behem et tahayra. They're not potter from this thing. In other words, even though a Kohen and a Levi don't have to be Kohen themselves, they do have to, their animals do have a Kedusha of Bechoyra. They can keep it for themselves, but it has Kedusha. And if there are Elmi, Pidyon HaBen, and Petach HaMor, they're potter from.